Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise, praise, praise ye the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome on the hour of power and praise with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. How many know, praise God, there is a great awakening taking place in our lives that rise and shine, my soldiers. Come on and rise and shine, praise God, because God is doing his thing this morning. We are here, praise God, because God has woke us up this morning in our right mind with the activity of our limbs on this day. Amen. Amen. We are glory carriers. How many know that we are glory carriers? Amen. God is sending his revival to his people. Praise God. Something has to break. The song says something has to break. Healing at your house. Come on, somebody say break is breaking. God is going to do it. God is fighting for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God this morning for the great awakening that's taking place in our lives this morning. Amen. I said you, God is doing some magnificent things, and you might not can see it, but God is moving behind the scene. I want to encourage somebody this morning and let you know, praise God, God has not forgotten about you. Praise God. Hallelujah. With the great awakening taking place, because we're going to do a series on the great awakening. Amen. Because God is waking up his people. Praise God. So let me pray before I get started this morning. Amen. I love that song, Something Has to Break. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We bless your holy name, God. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, God, this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. God, as we come, God, this morning, high, yes, Holy Spirit, we ask, God, that you would touch each and every one, God, that's lifted on this line, God, this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you know what they need, Father God. You know, Father, hallelujah. But God, as you give us a great awakening in our spirit, God, this morning, Lord God, we command our day, Father God, to line up with your will, Father God. Bring everything in divine alignment, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, even on today, Father, we pray for uncommon miracles, God, today, place in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we ask, Father God, that you will make a way out of nowhere for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you, God. We lift you up, God, today, because you are God all by yourself, Father God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you glory. And God, as we wake up today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I'm asking that you direct our every step, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, God, I ask that you endow them, God, with the Holy Ghost, God, a fresh anointing, a new anointing, God, a new fresh breeze, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, a wind of change to blow within their lives, God, blow in their homes, God, blow in their family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we say thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, as I sit before you, Father God, this morning, Lord, I pray, God, that you endow me with the Holy Ghost, with the power, God, oh, God, to deliver your word, God. Give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh, God, that only you can give, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, bless thy people, God. Bless them, God. Bless them, bless them, bless them, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. You know what they're in need of, Father. And I say thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, we ask that everything, God, comes power of the Holy Ghost this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We bind up everything that will come, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, to stop your ministry from moving this morning, Lord God. We speak to the airways right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that no interruptions, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your word will go out with power, with authority, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we say thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus, in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God. Welcome, 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 everybody. Praise God. Our power and praise with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil on MTI Ministry Radio. Praise God. We're going to do ministry this morning, y'all. Amen. This morning I want to talk because God gave me a word on yesterday. And I want to talk to us today because God was speaking about the great awakening. And he said, rise and shine. Rise. You know, the scripture always say, rise and shine, rise and shine. But God said, rise and shine, my soldiers. Rise and shine, my soldiers. He called us soldiers. Amen. And I'm going to be coming from the book of Isaiah, chapter 60. Verses 1 through 5, praise God, and we're going to see what the Lord has to say, and we're going to do what God say do and take it the way God wanted to go this morning. Amen. Praise God. Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 5. Amen. It says, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee. Hear what I'm saying, y'all. The Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. His glory shall be seen upon you. Come on, my God, I give you glory. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings of the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes around about and see. All they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy son shall come from afar, and thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side. Hallelujah. Then thou shalt see the flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come upon thee. In this portion, amen, praise God, God is moving by his Holy Spirit. It is the will of God that all his children rise unto a greater height in all areas of life and show forth his purpose and glory in order to attract others to the kingdom. Amen. God said, arise and shine, my soldiers. Amen. Here, there is a proclamation to arise and then shine. There's also is a provision for your rising and shining. Oh, come on, I'm hearing what I'm saying. There is a purpose for your rising and shining. There is a prophecy, come on, surrounding your rising and shining. The proclamation to rise and shine, there is a divine commandment for you to rise and therefore shine. God never pleased when his children are stagnant and are not making progress. God wants us to make progress in all that we do. His will for everyone that believes in him is to rise and make progress in every facet of their lives. Hallelujah. Let us see the possible situation before the proclamation to rise and shine. In a fallen portion, praise God, let us go to Micah 7 and 8. Rejoice not against me, oh, my enemy. Come on, I'm talking to somebody this morning. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be the light unto me. It is possible to fall into sin, error, or failure. Hear what I'm saying in the Holy Ghost, y'all. It is possible to fall into sin, error, or failure. Everybody goes through the process of life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Without failure, there is sometimes no victory because you won't start over again. Whichever is the case, God is willing to draw you out so that those positions will only be temporary and are not meant to be the end or the final state of your life. God wants to prosper you in every situation. Listen, listen, listen. In Ezekiel, I'm going to go through some scriptures this morning because I want you to hear what the Lord is saying to you this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say it's a great awakening taking place in my life right now. The Bible says in Ezekiel 37 and 10, he said, in a death situation, Amen. Hallelujah. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them. And they lived, oh, come on somebody, and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly and great army. God has a plan to raise you up, come on somebody, from you up from a state of spiritual death, come on, because sometimes we get there. We don't pray like we used to. We don't fast like we used to. Amen. We don't read like we used to. Amen. We don't go before the Lord like we used to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And sometimes we don't even listen to what God has to say sometimes. Praise God. Hallelujah. We miss the beat. Come on, somebody say, we miss the beat sometimes. We all do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God wants to raise us up. He wants to raise us up. He wants to raise us up. He said, rise and shine. Amen. Praise God. God has a plan to raise you up from you, from the state of spiritual death. And anything that is dead in your body or your life can be raised back up, come on somebody, to life by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, he said, and I prophesied, come on somebody, after order of Ezekiel, that the power of the Holy Ghost will come upon you and raise you up, come on, to life, whatever is dead in your body in the name of Jesus. God promised, amen, that he will raise us up. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Acts 9 and 6, amen, in confusion, and somebody, come on. I'm talking to somebody. Sometimes confusion comes in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God says, I want to raise us up. I want to raise you up. I want to give you a great awakening. Praise God. In a confusion situation in Acts 9 and 6, he said, and he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. God is going to speak to you in the midst of confusion. A lot of times we're around a lot of people, amen, praise God, that bring confusion in our lives. And sometimes, praise God, we are confused, amen, praise God, hallelujah. But God wants to, oh, Jemma, yes, Holy Spirit. God wants to raise us up, amen, praise God. He wants us to rise in his time, praise God. There are some times that one will be confused and know not what to do, amen, or the right steps to take. God is telling you today to arise from the state of your confusion and receive, come on somebody say, receive divine leading and direction in the name of Jesus. God said he's going to allow you, praise God, hallelujah, to arise and let God lead you, because there is divine leading and direction of the Holy Ghost. Come on. It is the devil that will want to keep you in confusion, because a confused soul captured soul. Amen. But God says to you, arise and shine. And then sometime, praise God, in a sitting situation in idleness, come on, because we don't want to be idle, praise God, within our walk with the Lord or anything that we do in life. Praise God. There is something that God desires us to do. That's why he said, do a great awakening, a series on to tell the people of God that it's time to get up, get out of our confusion, get out of our dead state, praise God, get out of our idleness, praise God, hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah, because God is bringing divine leading, God is bringing divine Holy Ghost to thrust us into a place, amen, praise God, out of confusion, come on, out of our dead state, praise God, hallelujah, get us back into the game again, amen, praise God, in a sitting situation in idleness. The Bible says in Acts 9, 10, and 17, and there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise. Here we go again. Arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of justice for one called Saul, of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. Now, Paul is praying, and he had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him that he might receive sight. And then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he has done to thy saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on the name of the Lord. But listen, listen, listen. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house and put in his hands, come on somebody, on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, I want you to take a look at what's going on here, praise God. Whenever one is idle and doing nothing profitable to the Lord's kingdom, he is still living below purpose of God for his life. Oh, come on, somebody. I want you to know, praise God. Hallelujah. God has a purpose. He has a plan for us. He don't want us to live below what he has put in us, praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, I'm going to get out of idleness, praise God. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. God told him, he said, arise. He had an assignment to do, praise God. Even though Paul was in the state that he was in, amen, Ananias had an assignment, praise God. He had to get up no matter what Paul was going through or what they said about Paul, praise God. He had to go and do what God say do. So God says to us, amen, praise God, though you might not like the assignment that I give you, come on, Holy Ghost, that glory to God. God wants us to move when he say move. God is going to give us divine direction. He wants us to wake up our spirit in this hour, praise God, hallelujah. No matter what's going on, God said, arise and shine, my soldiers. Come on. You are a soldier in the army of the Lord. You are a soldier standing on the front line. Now, I know, praise God, we always talk about the nurses and everything. Amen. Praise God. And oh, Holy Ghost, I thank you. Doctors and all the ones that are standing on the front line. But you are in the army of the Lord. You are standing on the front line. You are doing what God say do, praise God. I lift you out of idleness today. I lift you out of procrastination today. Praise God. Hallelujah. God wants you to see through his eyes and not your eyes, praise God, hallelujah. Somebody say, arise and shine. Arise, arise, arise. God wants us to arise. God wants us to arise. Amen, hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, hallelujah. Whenever one is idle, doing nothing profitable to the Lord's kingdom, he is living below purpose of God for his life. There is something you can do for the Lord. Stop sitting in idleness, amen. Sometimes, praise God, where we at in local assemblies, praise God, discover a need and make yourself available. Somebody shout right there, make yourself available. Lord, I'm available to you, praise God, hallelujah. For it is as depend on your strength and the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody, discover a need to make yourself available. For it is as you depend on the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit in a sleeping situation, praise God, your spiritual, your physical being, praise God, hallelujah. The Bible says in Acts 12, praise God, 1-7, the Bible says, now about the time Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church, amen, he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Come on, I'm going somewhere this morning. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to the four quarantines, amen, praise God, of the soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. But listen, listen, listen. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing. Come on, somebody. Prayer was made. I'm talking to somebody because somebody lost their prayer life. Prayer was made without ceasing, praise God, for the church unto God for him, praise God, hallelujah. We get so distracted. And when Heron, amen, would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, come on somebody, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came to him, and the light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up. I'm talking to somebody this morning. We need to rise up. Amen. Quickly, he said. And his chains fell off from his hand. When the church was sleeping spiritually, come on, I'm talking to us today, my God, my God, my God. Come on, let's wake up. I know it's early in the morning, y'all. Come on, we got to wake up this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. When the church was sleeping spiritually, they suffered greatly from Herod. Come on. But when they rose to pray, there was a supernatural deliverance, not only for Peter, but for the whole congregation. Oh, come on, somebody say, my walk is attached to somebody else. Praise God. While I am yet praying, somebody else is getting delivered. Somebody else is getting healed. Somebody else, come on, is getting right. Come on, God is raising them up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because listen, listen, listen. It says, pray, there was supernatural deliverance. In your prayer time, there is supernatural deliverance, not only Peter, but the whole congregation. We need heaven-sent revival upon the church in our lives. God is waking us up today so that we can rise to the task, amen, praise God, of the kingdom in our home, in our children's life, our husband life. Come on, somebody, hallelujah, in our friend life, because we don't know who we praying for, because the Bible says, even Oboshanda, when we pray, there's a supernatural intervention in our prayers, and our prayers is going to God, and God, Hashatokodaramashanda, will answer those prayers according to his will and his purpose. Might not be when you want it to be, so don't stop praying. Keep believing. Don't lose hope, because God is moving in a supernatural way. We can't see it. We can't phantom it. And when your back is up against the wall, amen, praise God, that is the time that God really moves in our life. Because what? Well, yes, Holy Spirit. Because God, sometimes, he don't want nobody else to get the glory out of your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. While we are yet asking everybody else for things or to do something for us, sometimes God won't allow it. He has to send someone. Praise God. I don't know what I'm saying here today to somebody, praise God, but I know the Holy Ghost is speaking. Sometimes God will use somebody, a stranger, oh yes, Holy Spirit, he'll send a stranger to lift us out of a place, amen, praise God. We look for all the ones, amen, that to bless us, amen, that we think that should be there for us, but they're not for us, praise God. So God brings somebody else that we don't know. So let me just say this, I hear the Holy Ghost said, your blessing is not coming from where you think it's coming from. It's coming from the outside. Can you catch that right now? Praise God. Oh my God, I give you glory. Somebody say, there's a great awakening taking place in my life. There's a personal revival taking place in my life. God is lifting us up. He's telling us to rise, to shine. for the light, oh, come on, somebody, is coming upon us. He's going to bless us. He's going to uphold us. He's going to increase us. He's going to magnify you. Praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, I was sitting here, and he said, yes, they are my glory carriers, but they got to understand who they are in me. Yes, you are a glory carrier. Praise God. Don't think yourself less. The Spirit of the Lord is moving on your behalf. Somebody say, arise and shine. Every fretter is being broken this morning. Praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. God is moving by his Holy Ghost power. Amen. Praise God. Soon you will see, amen, the curtain being pulled back. Praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. It might not be when you want it to be, but God is moving in a supernatural way. My God, I give you glory. Hear, hear, hear. There is prayer being made. We need heaven sent revival upon our lives today. We need it in the church so that we can rise to the task. Kingdom, kingdom, somebody say kingdom, and be effective and victorious over the kingdom of darkness. God, amen, hallelujah, has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. But we got to understand, praise God, we got to use the power and the glory that God put in our lives, praise God, in a fearful and reluctant situation, because sometimes we get fear of the unknown that we cannot see, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I can't do that. Oh, God, I can't speak here. Oh, God, you got all kinds of excuses, amen, but God is moving forward. He's going to bring a revival in your life that fear will be gone. Somebody say, fear be gone right now in the name of Jesus. Call forth your divine healing in that area. Amen. Praise God. Fear would not grip me. Praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. Because when fear grips you, amen, you would never reach your destiny because you'll always be stepping out. But let me just say this, praise God. It is not you that's going to do it. It is the Holy Ghost that's going to do it. He said, when the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall receive power. Come on, after the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall receive power. Oh, my God, I give you glory. So here, most people, God called for a specific assignment in the Bible, were usually fearful and reluctant in the first instance. But through the help of God and his encouragement, they were able to do great exploits. Come on, somebody say, I'm going to do great exploits in the church. I'm going to do great exploits in my home. I'm going to do great exploits in my life. You have to speak over your life. Stop speaking negative of what you don't have and speak what God say what he's going to do. Speak what the word says. Amen. Praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Ghost. Most people God called for a specific assignment in the Bible were usually fearful, reluctant in the first instance. But through the help of God and his encouragement, they were able to do great exploits for the Lord that they should and could not imagine they could do. Men like Moses, come on, somebody, let's go to the Bible. Men like Moses, oh, come on, Gideon, Jonah, Joshua, and including the entire apostle Jesus called in the New Testament. God is saying to you to drop your fear and break up the reluctant. Oh, come on, in your life, praise God, there were some things in your life, praise God, that we have to break up the fallow ground so that you can rise to do whatever he has called you to do. There is many things that God calls us to do, not only in the church, in our lives, our personal life, but we have not yet took the time to do what God has called. Some of us are still waiting. God, I need this. God, I need this. But what did he put in you that you can bring finances to your life? Did we do it yet? Praise God. What is it? Amen. Praise God. Because God has given us an ability to make riches, and he's given us the ability, amen, to bring great ideas to us, but we have not yet took time to do what God called us to do. And we're looking and asking God for all the things, amen, praise God. Well, Lord, I need this. God said, what did I put in your hand? Praise God. What did I put in you, amen, that you can bring forward? So let me just say this, praise God. We be looking for the great awakening in church, but we have to be the great awakening first, praise God. We have to wake up. We have to get up. We have to believe in ourselves, amen. We have to push forward, praise God. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. There's something that has to break in our lives, and we got to break it. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. Even from our Father's house, I put that up yesterday because there is a lot of things, amen, from our Father's house, come on, from our third and fourth generation that has to be broken in our lives, but God has chosen you to break it through your prayer time. Oh, come on, somebody, I give God glory. Through, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, through your prayers, you can be the chosen one to break the fetters in your life, in your family life, praise God, hallelujah, in your home, praise God, in your marriage, praise God, in your body, praise God. God has given you the ability. That's why he said, wake up, my people. I have put so much in you, praise God, that there's something has to change in your life. I'm not fussing at you. I'm trying to take you to a place that God wants you to go, praise God. God wants to lift you up. He wants you to rise and shine. He wants you to know who you are and whom you belong to, praise God. Hallelujah. So here, men like Moses, Gideon, Jonah, Joshua, including the apostles of Jesus Christ, all of them, praise God, hallelujah. God is saying to you, praise God, drop your fears and break up the reluctance so that you can rise up to do whatever he has called you to do. You are not going to do it in your own wisdom or strength. Come on, somebody, it's not in your own wisdom. We pray for wisdom, but it's not going to be in your wisdom or your strength, but it's by those, amen, praise God, that are his, and God will pour into you, amen, what you need at the time, praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to go, praise God, to a song. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God wants to bless you. He wants to multiply you. He wants to increase you. He wants you, amen, praise God, to know that he is God. Somebody say he is God, and he is going to bless you. Don't you go nowhere. You need to hear the rest of it, praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, because God say, arise and shine, my soldiers. Amen. Praise God. We're going to break. When I started off this morning, praise God, he said, break. God is going to do something in your life. God is fighting for you. God wants to bring the best out of your life and your family life. You be the one. You bring them out, praise God, with a strong hand. You pray them out, praise God. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit, because you have the power on the inside. My God, I give you glory.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
and
break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an arm. There's an army rising up.
Welcome, 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 welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. This is our announcements. On Monday night, you can join Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, Your Fix at 6, where he will be bringing forth the word of the Lord, and truly, 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 you will receive your fix at 6. Don't forget, on Wednesday, Hour of Power and Praise with no other than the one and only Dr. Carolyn McNeil will be on. Praise God, that's our morning glory service. You don't want to mix 6 a.m. It will be on. Praise God, praise God, praise God. And don't forget on Friday, Fresh Fire Friday. It is the blowing of the shofar, different artists coming forward. And we just give God glory because it's a time that we can relax and listen to the sounds of the music. It's just been such an inspiration to hear all the different artists. So you don't want to mix that. Amen. Praise God. The blowing of the shofar. This is our year of Jubilee, y'all. Don't miss nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be with us on Friday night at 7 p.m. Praise God. For the blowing of the shofar. Amen. Blowing our blessings in. Praise God. And don't forget on Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Praise God. Hallelujah. You might have Pastor Matthew McNeil, or you might have Dr. Carolyn McNeil coming on at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. Praise God. And you don't want to miss the Sunday services because we'll be bringing the church to your home. Praise God. Just invite us into your home on that day. Praise God. And don't forget, amen, if you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you may do so. Our Cash App for the ministry is $Anointed222. That's $Anointed. That's $Anointed 222. Praise God. And guess what, y'all? Jesus loved you, and so do we. Thank you for being a blessing. Thank you also for coming on, and we give God the glory. May your day be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen for what he is doing in this hour. Amen. Come on. Let's give God some praises, y'all. Let's give God some praise. Let's give God the praises. Let's give God the praises. Hallelujah. Come on. Yes, we're going to give God the praises. Amen. Because he deserves our praises this morning. We're going to wake up this morning. Somebody say, I'm waking up this morning. I'm waking up. This is our time. Amen. God is raising his army up, y'all, breaking every chain. Amen. You are the chosen one. Somebody say, I'm the chosen one. Praise God, because God, hallelujah, put something on the inside of me, and he didn't just bring me here, amen, just to sit here. Amen. Praise God. But you are an asset to the kingdom of God. Amen. And once you get up, come on, somebody, hallelujah, glory to God. God will do a thing in your life. Praise God. Amen. In a lazy and slowful situation, y'all, come on, we're going to get up today. We are rising and shining in the glory of the Lord. The major problem for some believers is that they are lazy. Come on, praise God. And this is having a negative effect in your spiritual lives, and in the one way or another affecting them, even others, amen, in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many know that if you are lazy, everything around you won't fall? Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have to get up. We have to rise up. It is the will of God that you arise from laziness in areas of your life and be diligent. Somebody say, be diligent and remain fervent in the spirit without arising. Praise God. Hallelujah. Without it, praise God. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit arising. Shining will not be possible. If you don't arise, you can't shine. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That won't be possible. As we have seen in our text, amen, the provision for the rising and shining, your light has come and the glory of God is risen upon thee. That is the scripture. Praise God. Let me me say it again. Holy Spirit, have your way today. The provision for rising and shining, your light has come, and the glory of God is risen upon you. You are not left alone to make the progress on your own. Somebody say, God ain't leave me alone to make the progress on my own. Praise God. Hallelujah. In fact, you cannot even succeed on your own, because without him, come on somebody, without him, you can do nothing. All you need to do is arise and seek for the help he has made available for you. And God did that for you, you and you and myself. Amen. Praise God. All you need to do is to arise and seek for help he has made available for you to make necessary progress in areas of your life. Jesus is the light shining upon us, and until he shines on us, come on, somebody. Somebody say, open heaven, open heaven. Come on, come on. Call it forth, y'all. Open heaven over my, oh, come on, shed that emotion. Open heaven over my life, God. Open heaven over my children, God. Open heaven over my finances, God. Open heaven over my ministry, God. Open heaven over my spouse, God. Come on, let's call it forth today, praise God, because without God, we can do nothing. Without Jesus, we cannot do nothing. Without the Holy Ghost, we cannot do nothing, praise God. You need to do it. We need to rise, amen, praise God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. God made available, praise God, hallelujah. Jesus, our shining, is a reflection of his light. Amen. That is why he described himself as the light and called us the light of the world. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Let us say that again. Our shining is a reflection of his light. Come on, his light. Somebody say his light. That is why he described himself as the light and called us the light of the world. It is as we receive the light from the source. Oh, come on, somebody say plug in, plug in, plug in, plug into the light. Praise God, hallelujah, that we can be then shine in darkness of this world. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, we are living in a fallen world, but God has called us the light, because he is the light that shines upon us. When God appeared to us in his glory, come on, hallelujah. God, when God appears for us, come on, somebody, his glory will be seen upon us. We will see ourselves doing unusual things. Amen. Praise God. But we must remember to return all the glory back to him. A lot of time, praise God, people are taking God's glory. You want to give the glory back to God. Amen. When God blesses you, give the glory back to the Lord. When God moves in your life, give the glory back to the Lord. Amen. When God gives you the grace, great awakening, you're doing things that you never thought you would do, praise God. You're saying things that you never thought you would say. The wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding is coming. That means the glory has shown up, praise God. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. Tempted to shine without the light and the glory will bring failure, shame, and disappointment and falsehood. Amen. The Bible says in Zechariah 4:6, and then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, come on, I love this scripture, y'all, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit, come on, by the Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Listen to this. Amen. Praise God. The seven sons of Sceva attempted to shine without the light of God upon them, and their authority was questioned, and they were disgraced by evil spirits. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The purpose for the rising and shining, there is a divine purpose for rising, and this is for you to stand out and show forth the glory of God so that other people may come to know the Lord through the marvelous work of your life. The reason included, praise God, darkness covers the earth. Praise God. Remember the sons of Sceva, amen, praise God, Hamashanda. They was trying to do the work of the Lord, amen, praise God, in their own might. Praise God. He said, Jesus I know, all I know, but who are you? Amen. They ran down the street. The devil tore the muck, tore the clothes off them. Praise God. They ran down the street naked. Amen. Praise God. Because why? They was doing it in their own might. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Without your prayer life being pumped up. Come on, somebody say, pump it up, pump it up, pump it up. Pump up your prayer life. Praise God. Pump up your fasting before the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Because surely, 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 the glory of the Lord will be upon you. Glory to God. Glory to God. There shall be a great revival within you, on you. Praise God. And in your life, praise God. Your family life, praise God. We are going back. We are breaking the chains of the enemy. We are breaking down walls. Amen. Praise God. Hamashanda. Breaking the foul grounds. Amen. Praise God. Break, break, break. Break it up. And I speak in your life today that God will break up the foul grounds in your life, that everything that glory of Ashanda that's being held up, hindered, praise God, put to shame, disrespectful, praise God, talked about, scandalized, whatever it may be, praise God, God will break it on today, praise God, in the name of Jesus. Break, yes, God. Break, 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 yes, God. Hallelujah. The purpose for rising and shining. There is a divine purpose for your rising. And this is for you to stand out. Come on. Darkness covers the earth. The whole world lies in darkness, and God desires that there be a separation of all his children from the worldly principles and standard. 1 John 2:15-17. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Love not the world. Come on. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Come on, I'm talking, I'm going Bible, y'all. I'm going Bible. Amen. Praise God. Ha, Mashanda. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. Come on, I give God the glory today. Praise God. We have to even be careful what our eyes are, are seeing. Oh, my God, I give you glory. We got to be careful, amen, praise God, in Gobo Shanda. When God lifts us up, that pride won't stand up in us, amen. Sometimes, praise God, you can look, amen, and you can see a prideful person, amen, praise God, Hamashanda. Why? You can see it because the spirit of discernment, or you might have been that prideful person and God had to break you down, amen, praise God, Hamashanda. And a prideful person sometimes don't want to listen to nobody else, amen, praise God, but themselves. Amen. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. We don't want to take no advice from nobody. Praise God. But today, we're going to break that spirit. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we have to be slow to speak and quick to hear. Praise God. Because God hates a prideful look. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Woo! I give God the glory this morning. Amen. How many know that when we are like that and God has to crush us? And that's a bad place to be, praise God. It's a bad place when God has to crush us and crush the oil and press us harder, amen, to get everything out of us. And you know, sometimes, praise God, I'm seeing this, praise God. Sometimes, praise God, if you ever got a massage before, praise God, and you got the sore muscles, praise God, and somebody massaging your back or massaging your leg, and you know, went to a spa day and everything seemed to hurt, praise God, huh? Sometimes God got to press us hard to get out all the aches and all the bones and all the things that he don't like. Amen. That's why he said sometimes it has to be a crushing in order for us to get a revival out of us. Oh, come on, somebody. Sometimes he had to crush us. Amen. To get the jealousy, the envy, the strife out of us. And sometimes we even know, praise God, when jealousy is trying to kick in, we got to get that thing out. We got to pray about it, praise God. When I celebrate my sisters and my brothers, celebrate them. And when you celebrate them, praise God, God will bless you and abundantly. abundance. Look at Job. All the ones that was around him, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. They said all things around him, praise God. And even his friends, praise God. But Job had to pray for them. Amen. And when he prayed for them, amen, God blessed him. And sometimes, praise God, we got to pray for our enemies, the one that despitefully uses, say, all matters of evils against us. We got to pray for them. We got to pray for their salvation. Praise God. Pray for the salvation of your family. Break a revival in your life. Break the revival in your family. Start with your family first. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Start with the household of God. Yes, Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord. Start with us first. Amen. God is causing a great revival within us. He's waking us up. He said, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. The glory. Come on, somebody say, the glory has risen upon me today. I'm going to walk in glory. I'm going to walk in the things of God. God has a spiritual awakening in my life. He's waking up my finances. He's waking up my ministry. He's waking up my spouses. He's waking up my children. Come on, he's waking us up this morning. Good morning. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody shout glory to God. Hallelujah. The cross darkness covering the people. Hallelujah. This world is full of wicked people practicing all forms of wickedness against mankind and against God and his word. So God desired that there be separation of his children, of the kingdom of God, from the wicked. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says in Psalms 1:1-3, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight. Come on, somebody. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither, but whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hear what I'm saying in the Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. When we do all of these things, amen, praise God, Hamashanda, he said, you shall prosper. And I speak over your life today, praise God. I stretch my hands to your home today. I stretch my hands to you today, that you shall prosper. God shall bring you divine helpers. Yes, Holy Spirit, you shall prosper. You shall prosper. You shall prosper. Lay hands on yourself this morning. I shall prosper, because I'm standing in the counsel of God. I'm receiving from the Holy Ghost. Open heaven over me. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Let the glory shine upon you today. Praise God. Somebody shout, there's going to be a great revival in my life. Praise God. God is going to bring total restoration in my family, in my finances, in my ministry, in my children, in my spouse. Come on, somebody, there's a great revival taking place right now in the double Shana Yedaboshia, saith the Lord thy God. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray out. I got to do part two, y'all. I can't do it all today. I'm not going to squeeze it all in, because I really want y'all to get this, because God is doing a miraculous thing, and he's causing a revival to take place in our lives. But he's starting with us first. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Let me pray, and don't leave, praise God, because God is going to bless you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. There is going to be some great things in your life that God is going to do. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Just know that God is God all by himself. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Thank you all for coming on. Amen. The hour of power and praise with no other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Calvin McNeil on MCI Ministry Radio. Praise God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We bless your holy name, Father. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, Father God, for what you're going to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way, God, within their lives, oh God. Oh, God, we light up. Oh, God, hear our prayers, oh God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, be attentive to our yes, God, to our every cry, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Arise, oh God, arise, oh God, arise, oh God, to your brother Moshiach, for your people, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray a blessing be upon them right now, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, a supernatural intervention in their lives, God, on today, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, endow them with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Oh, God, open the eyes. Open the eyes, God. Open the eyes. Open the eyes. Open the eyes. Touch your eyes. Touch your eyes. I hear the Holy Ghost. Touch your eyes. Oh, God, open the eyes of your people, Father God, on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, where they have lacked, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, I ask that you bring forth your abundance, God, in their lives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I speak to the ears right now, God, that they open up, pop open, Father God, that they can hear your voice clearly, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the greater revival. Oh, God, thank you for the great revival that's taking place in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, cause us to be the one, Lord God, to bring our family out, God, with a strong hand, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, many are not saved, and we are still praying for them, Lord. And we pray, God, right now, God, that you will do a supernatural miracle, God. Oh, God, that they will get saved, God, healed, get delivered, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless their homes, God, today. Glory. Oh, yes, God. Oh, God, bless their homes, bless their homes, bless their homes, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, yes, Holy Spirit. And whatever they lack, God, today, God, I'm asking, God, that you will move by your Holy Spirit, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, show forth your glory, God, in their lives, God. As you have given me the word today, God, tell them to rise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has come upon them, God. I pray, God, that the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory, God, will over them, overshadow them, and undergird them, God. Open up the heavens, oh God, yes, Holy Spirit. Open it up, God, for us, God. Oh, God, that we will walk in favor of you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Somebody shout amen. Somebody shout amen. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Until next time, see you again. Amen, praise God. Don't forget Friday night. Amen, praise God. With that being said, I have a song for you, and I'm going. Have a blessed and wonderful day. God bless you. Jesus loves you, y'all, and so do I.
Now, y'all know the devil be tripping, right? So I had to write a song to put it back in its place. Check it out.
Everything that you stole from me, I'm taking it back.
Anybody feel like me out there? Listen.
Everything that you stole from me, I'm taking it back.
Sometimes you gotta tell them just like that. Check it out.
You tried to steal my joy. You tried to steal my peace. I'm tired of crying, always feeling weak. I take two steps forward, you push me four steps back. I'm so sick of you lying about this and that. From this day forward, some things are gonna change. I'm taking back everything you just told me in Jesus' name. Try to take my family, try to kill my name.
Let me tell you why you